Byron Hatfield, everybody.
All right. Yeah, when I asked Eric what the subject was and he said sport, I was like, all right, well, I just got winded walking up the stairs up here, so my background on this subject might be somewhat limited. I am somewhat larger now. I went through a very athletic and fit phase. This story takes place before that, though, when I was much as I am now. And the lesson I'm going to teach is very simple. My idea, the thing I want to talk about sport is cheating. This is how I learned not to cheat. Now, at this particular time, since we all know my athleticism at that moment, the sport in question, LARPing. Yeah. Live action role playing, if you don't know. It's not the traditional LARPing. Like, it wasn't like an enormous group of people that had all come together for a weekend and they're really doing it. This was that moment. Like, we played D&D growing up constantly. And there comes a moment when you're all sitting around a board and the parents are gone for the weekend, you're all 13, and everybody's sort of like, you know, we could do this for real. And we're sitting in my basement, we all start looking around, and it's amazing what you can weaponize. I look around, immediately I'm looking to my left, and I think, I'm like, holy shit, I remember, like, there's an old shower curtain rod that I've looked at several times, and I'm like, this is the moment, this is what I've been waiting for. This is literally why I know this thing is here. So I use a rubber grommet, and I put it down for, like, the handle guard. And I might as well go ahead and say now, this is like literally cut to the montage. Your song starts playing, we're all looking at each other, and we're like, let's do this. We're gonna all take an hour, we're gonna build some armor, we're gonna get some weapons going, and we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna fucking do this. And we do, you know, montage, everybody's like running around the house, we're putting things together. I've got a shield, it's a hand and a half. It's a bastard sword is what I've got. Let's go ahead and get out. It was a really nice length. Everything was great about it. The problem is I'm also the DM of the group. So it's up to me to figure out how we're going to do this. The way I do it is, like, I literally build a mini adventures. Man, I've got scrolls that I've, like, semi-burnt so they look old. I build a brazier in the forest out of gasoline. Like, it's a fucking miracle my house didn't just go up in flames at this point. So we lived on a rather large plot of very heavily wooded area. But man, I was like playing characters in hoods. I would go on to be a director, by the way, if you don't know me. I was like wearing hoods. Everybody was playing different characters. It was a really amazing adventure. So as we make our way around our small 2-acre plot of land doing this amazing adventure, people are fighting. It's frankly pretty awesome the first time somebody takes a wooden dowel spear that they built and throws it at someone. And there were somewhat safety measures. You know, we had put cotton around the end of things or not great measure. Like, OSHA wouldn't show up and be okay with it, but it was all right. So the issue becomes this. Because I'm the DM, Dungeon Master, I am also, in my mind, the ultimate bad guy. So when the hero of the quest, Jason Hess, Jason's a really good guy. Jason also was a really good soccer player and athlete. So I don't know why I thought to put myself as his nemesis on the other side of this. So we come to the final climactic battle. Everybody's been done. They found all of the rubies and the treasures, and they've had a great time. Everybody's sort of sweating, except for Jason. Fit. I take my bastard sword. Jason had fashioned a morning star. He pulls out the... Here's a damn ball of wood he found and nailed... Like, hammered nails in. And I was like, oh, no. Like, not backing down. That's my game. So we proceed to fight. Now, we did a points-based system, so it was like touch-based. So if you're fighting, and you know, you pretty much aim for the weapons. It's like nobody's trying to kill each other here. We're having a good time. You try to get maybe a leg swap or something like that. Or we did have somebody that had a little bow and arrow thing you'd construct, or a little backpack full of spears. And you would throw. You know, if you get hit, you maybe had like 3 hit points, basically. So in this fight, Jason had to hit me an unknown amount of times. 3. I forced the issue because he got me three times. We're fighting. First of all, this thing's not a pleasant thing to get hit by, but it's not a big thing. I got some scrapes or whatever, but here's the thing I left out about my sword. So it's made to hold up a shower curtain. And at the very end, it fits in a little grommet. It means it's got an open edge around the side, which I did not put cotton on because I didn't intend on stabbing anyone. But I did.
Oh, no.
When I stabbed Jason in the face, here's what happened. While we were searching for his tooth, Derek, our other friend, his mom goes ahead and pulls up now because it's about time we were supposed to be done. She rolls up in their Subaru. And we're all just immediately in, you know, like just 13-year-old boy, like, cover mode. We're just like, what are we going to say? Like, we're here. We're in battle armor. He's bleeding out of his face. Derek is obviously holding a tooth. And we're just... Nothing to be said. If I just let him go to three hits... This would have never happened. He wouldn't have a fake hit. He wouldn't have a fake tooth if I just let him go. But I cheated because he got me three times and went to four. And that guy lost a tooth for it. So I didn't really learn a lesson. But Jason now knows to never let me cheat.
Byron Hatfield. At the start of that story, I was like, man, I kind of want to watch Role Models. And at the end, I was like, I want to watch your story in real life. That was awesome.